We're joined in studio now, and it's very interesting. Rhea Cole is a, now I don't want to say sports psychologist, I guess if that's how people identify your title, but a performance enhancer, I guess we could say, specializing in golf, in different types of sports. And I've been reading up on some of the stuff you do, and the mental component of every sport, and it is golf season, so we'll maybe focus there, is so great. And basically, that is what you specialize in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if it's okay with you, I'd like to just talk a little bit about some of the basic things, basic skills that people should have in their toolkit.
Sure.
In terms of geting in the zone and
maximizing
their performance.
Yeah, no, I'm taking notes, so please.
Okay. So some of the basic skills that everybody can use when they're trying to get into the zone would be things like mental imagery, parking mistakes, relaxation, you know, creative visualization. And mindfulness, knowing sort of what's in the body and the brain as you're performing. And these are foundational skills, and I really like to help people build this solid foundation. That makes my job and the job of the client a lot easier. But to be honest with you, Andrew, people wait too long to get any kind of help with this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so by the time they come to see me in my office, their problems are way bigger than that. So, you know, you mentioned the yips, for example. That's one of the things that for sure people come into being unable to perform under pressure. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her name is Rhea Cowell. You can check her out at www.rheacowell.com, R-E-A-K-O-W-A-L.com. And I think most everybody, no matter what sport they play, do battle the mental side of things a little bit, whether, you know, it's not being able to make a 3-foot putt or standing over your ball on the golf course and just telling yourself, I can't hit this club, I can't do it, and sure enough, you shank it into the woods. It goes more extreme. I mean, you look at the sport of baseball and the bizarre story with Rick Ankiel, who was a tremendous pitcher, and then all of a sudden couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, and it's a remarkable story. Came all the way back as an outfielder, but Chuck Knobloch for a while couldn't throw to first base from second base, a major leaguer. These are real mental issues and mental blocks that people deal with.
Well, and interestingly enough, people say that that it's a problem with accuracy. It's not a problem with accuracy. These guys could throw the ball, you know, across the room and hit a small opening in a board. It's not a problem with accuracy. It's a problem with the mental aspects and being able to perform under pressure. And so we see it with baseball. We see it with hockey, you know, the player that is snake-bitten. Baseball.
Confidence-type issue.
Figure skaters pop their jumps in competition. So for sure, these are things that that happen frequently. And when I do work with people, you know, often they say, well, you know, I just want to work on the yips. But when we look at some of these things and we go back, we find that trauma is at the root cause of the problem. And so, I mean, I know as soon as I say trauma, people automatically go to, you know, the soldier that goes to Afghanistan.
Right, a major event in your life.
A major event like that. But for the athlete, having a really yucky performance, sports injury, negative voice that is implanted in the brain, unfortunately, by parents, coaches, teachers, those things tend to be the root cause. And so it's a negative cycle that starts off with a major keystone event. Do you want to tell me a little bit about how that works? Do we have time?
Sure, but I think Bruce has a question here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was interested that you talked about it takes people a long time to come to this. That's always the hard thing to admit, and admit there might be a solution to it. Mm-hmm. And we're talking here, though, at the start of the golf season. And one of the things you have to remember about golf is it's a game with good health. You can be playing in your 70s or 80s. Mm-hmm. So if you're 40 years old and you're defeatist and all that sort of stuff, but you're playing golf, you still could have 30 to 40 more years of playing golf. Mm-hmm. So it's never it's never too late to change your swing and to get all these kind of things that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And so just to be clear, you know, I'm not working on the biomechanics.
Right. No,
I leave that up to the golf professionals. But what we know is that when people experience trauma or negative experience, they're stressed. So I'm just going to explain this process.
Yep.
And so someone's really stressed and don't perform well. This stuff gets implanted into the brain, input it into the brain. And because there's such a high arousal level when this happens, the stuff gets stuck in the brain. It doesn't get processed adequately by the brain. And then later in another game or performance, it replays itself over and over and over again. And so you feel stress. It's implanted into your brain, causes more stress. When you play, then you play more poorly. The more poorly you play, the more stressed you are. It becomes a negative cycle.
Right.
And it becomes really, really difficult to overcome that. And frankly, these foundational skills are helpful, but they don't fix this problem.
And isn't the problem, too, is that a lot of competitive people tend to want to believe the negative things about themselves mm-hmm. and their performance rather than the positives. Mm-hmm. And so if you have 9 positives and 1 negative, the person will take the negative thing and say, that's what speaks to me. Oh,
right.
I'm that kind of person.
Right. And that's absolutely true. But the thing is that one negative thing that's planted so deeply in the brain, we can't get at that, which is by talking about it in positive affirmations. We need more specialized techniques to deal with that.
Rhea Cowell is her name. www.rheacowell.com is her website. 403-860-7247 to get a hold of her and solicit these services. I want to take it to a maybe a bigger level here, because here in, I think, sports fans, I mean, callers to shows, I mean, here we sit here for hours and talk about players and streaks and slumps, and we define it a lot of times as a confidence thing. He's in a slump. It's a confidence issue. He's squeezing the stick too tight. He hasn't mm-hmm. scored in 23 games. Whereas I think we all know that athletes struggle with confidence, if that's the word.
Mm-hmm.
If, let's say, and I know you haven't met the guy, but let's say, you know, you are brought on to help out Matt Stage had a very difficult season for the Calgary Flames. He scored about 5 or 6 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Things seemed to snowball for him. I mean, this is not a bad hockey player that had just a miserable year. And by the end of the year, it didn't take a psych degree to see that this guy had no self-confidence in himself.
Right.
And this offseason couldn't come fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
I know you haven't met him. But what would you say to or do with a player like Matt Stajan, or it doesn't even have to be Matt Stajan, it could be your rec hockey player or your recreational mm-hmm. golfer that comes to you?
Right. Okay, so the first thing I want to do is I'd want to do a thorough assessment. And so that, you know, that's sort of a broad assessment so that I can sort of get a big picture view of the athlete and what's going on with him, his life, some history. I want to find out, what's he already doing? I mean, he experienced some success at some point in time. So what was he doing back then compared to what he's doing now? Like I said, there's always a keystone event that tends to snowball, that it gets worse and mm-hmm. worse and worse. And this season is a good example of that, where you don't have confidence and then you have trouble getting back on track. So I'd like to find out what that is. And then in his case, you know, and I'm predicting maybe somewhat accurately that there's, you know, poor performance as a source of trauma for him, I'd like to use a specialized treatment called EMDR to help him get back on track. And EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And it involves bilateral back and forth movement with the eyes. And I have to tell you, this treatment is amazing. What makes it so effective is that it gets deep into the brain where all of this stuff is stored, where all of this unprocessed material is. And it helps the brain to process the events in an adaptive way so that the athlete or whoever can move on and return to normal function. It's amazing. Like I said, it gets deep into the areas
yeah.
of the brain that other types of treatment just don't do.
It's fascinating stuff. If people want to, before we throw to break here, if people want to learn more, if they want to contact you, if they need help with certain things in their sporting life and the mental side of things, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, first of all, they want to contact me by calling me at 403-860-7247 or going to my website, Rhea Cowell, rheakowl.al.com. Please go to the links and resources page on my website. There's information there about trauma and EMDR. I've also written an article that talks about trauma being at the root of subpar performance, and people will be able to get a better understanding of the concepts we're talking about today if they read that article.
Rhea, thanks so much for this, and we'll direct people to that website for sure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.